So by now, if you're a lawyer that's not on social media, I'm convinced that you just hate money. However, if you are a lawyer that's still trying to figure out this social media thing, you have a successful law firm, you know how to do the fulfillment, you know how to handle your cases and get happy clients, then this podcast is definitely one that you need to listen to. I'm attorney Ali Awad, the CEO Lawyer. Welcome to another episode of the CEO Lawyer Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the three biggest mistakes and also the three biggest opportunities that law firm owners have with social media. Let's go right into it. So first, if you're already spending serious money in marketing, let's say you have a budget of $50,000 to $100,000 a month in marketing. There are firms that are doing $1 million plus, and this podcast is just as important for you as it is for someone that's only spending four or five figures. But let's say you already have a serious marketing budget. Most of this marketing, whether it's TV, radio, billboard, print, going to networking events and community events, most of this does not involve building a following where you can get people into your ecosystem and continuously remarket to them for free. There's a very big difference between lead generation, brand recognition, putting your face out there, getting clients to call you, pick up the phone, hire you if they need you, compared to building a following and loyal supporters of your brand. It's very, very hard to do that without social media. Now, there are email lists that people have built over the years, but I don't know many personal injury lawyers that have successfully built email lists. You can do newsletters. You can send out newsletters to people after they've already hired you, or if you have their contact information from something else. You can do text message blasts. There's obviously a lot of ways that you could still use traditional marketing methods to build a brand and build a loyal following, but nothing even comes close to social media. First, you can give them whatever content you want, and there's no limit on how much you can produce. So if you want to talk about your day, you know, you went jet skiing with your family, you know, you're going to enter this martial arts or this ping pong tournament, or you're just traveling the world and you wanted people to see that journey, whatever the case may be, you have unlimited opportunity, and it might not be something you'd want to fit into a postcard or, you know, a newsletter, a monthly email, things like that. So the very first thing is that you're not allocating enough resources for social media. But before we can even get to that, before you can convince yourself that you need to start spending 10 to 20% of your marketing budget on social media, that includes content creation, that includes having a videographer, that includes editing content consistently on the six major platforms that actually matter these days, before you can do all that, you need a mindset shift. You need to genuinely believe that building a brand on social media is so critical and it's so important for your company that you can't possibly not do it. You must do it. Before 2005, Facebook was not doing any sort of social media ads. Small businesses and public figures could not spend money on Facebook to promote their content to other people. They just wanted to get as many people on their page, on their program, on their software. And it only developed until many years later into a social media advertising platform. Today, just 15, 20 years later, TikTok is now surpassing Google, that owns YouTube, in terms of daily views and uploaded videos, and in terms of ad revenue, compared to the behemoth that Google and YouTube is. So what does that tell you? That tells you that real businesses are spending significant amounts of money on these social media platforms. And if you think that your law firm can continue to thrive or even just survive without utilizing Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, you are gravely mistaken. So the very first thing is fix that mindset. Spend some time around social media influencers. Don't just spend 15 minutes on TikTok and see all the, you know, people dancing on there and say, oh, this is just a kid's platform, that's not for me. Let the algorithm figure out what you actually want, what you want to consume in terms of your videos and the content. And then over time, it's gonna naturally adjust. And hey, if you want a quick tip, just go to CEO Lawyer on any one of the platforms and see the people that I'm following and start there. Start by following all of those people because a lot of those are my friends and people that I know. And they're probably doing good things on social media. So see what other people are doing and figure out ways that you can start incorporating that into your firm. But in terms of the budget, I think you should spend 10 to 20% of your marketing budget on social media. I'm the exact opposite. I spend like 80 or 90% of my budget on social media because I'm just a huge, huge proponent for it. But I think if you're not doing it right now, you should at least spend 10 to 20%. That means if you have a $100,000 a month budget on marketing, it's not enough to spend $500 a month on Facebook. It's just not enough. It's not going to get you any traction. Let's use some real numbers here. You know that the average cost of client acquisition in the personal injury industry, let's say, is about $1,500 to $2,000 to acquire one client, okay? And you're willing to pay for these lead gen companies. You're willing to pay obnoxious amounts for TV placement. You're willing to try out all these different marketing strategies. But you think when it comes to Facebook or Instagram or TikTok that you giving them money is just a waste of time. Well, first, it's not, because it's only going to get more expensive. So any opportunity you have to spend money on these social media platforms right now is better for you than it will be 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the road. But more importantly, none of the other marketing platforms help you build a brand and help you build a loyal following. So it just doesn't make sense to not invest money into a platform that's going to help you build a loyal audience. So start with at least a budget of 10 to 20%. Now, if you're not really good on social media, I can tell you this. There are specific types of video content that work better than anything else. Criminal defense videos, how to deal with the police, what to do if you're pulled over, DUI checkpoints, anything related to beating the criminal system is going to perform well on social media, on all the platforms. You just have to try it 10, 20, 30, 50 videos before you really figure out what your voice is and what your cadence and how the algorithm is going to respond, the time to post, what type of caption you want to put in there, how much subtitles you want to put in your video, whether you want to have an attractive title. There's a lot of things that you can figure out. But I promise you, after 50 videos, you're going to have at least one of them go viral. Now, there's a strategy for how you can get content to become clients. It doesn't just happen automatically. You don't just put out a video and then get clients and make money. It doesn't happen automatically. There's a system for it. The system is create video content that educates people, that encourages them to share that content. Meaning it has to be something that's so valuable that they want to share it. The rule of thumb is when you're scrolling on social media and you see something and it makes you want to send it to a friend or a family member, that same feeling that you had when you decided to click that share button is the same feeling you want your prospective client or your prospective viewer to feel when you create that video. So create videos that people will actually want to share. The second thing you want to do is once you found a video that actually performs very well, it has, and this is a percentage, by the way, it's not a number. You know, a lot of people have asked me, how much engagement should my video get before I spend any money on it? It's not a number. It's not, you got to get a million views before you put any money behind it. It's a percentage with respect to the rest of your content. Plus, it's on a rolling basis. Now, let me explain. If you've done 100 videos on your social media, and you have 5 videos that have each done over 100,000 views, but every other one of your videos is around 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 views, then your number is anything over 100,000 views. And that means that your top performing content is what you should run as an ad because that's the best you've ever done. What you don't do is grab the most and the best performing video and forget about everything else. I like to say your top 5 to 10% of content is what gives you your metrics. So the most views you've ever gotten on your top 5 to 10% of your videos, the most shares and saves that you've ever gotten, the most comments and other types of engagement. So if all of your videos get 1 or 2 comments, and then you have a series of videos that got 8 to 10 comments, those have better engagement, obviously, than the rest of your content. But if you only have one video that actually goes viral and it crushes it compared to everything else, that's an outlier. And I wouldn't necessarily bank on spending money and boosting that one video in isolation. You should spend your money on the top 5 to 10% of your videos. And what I mean by spending money is boost that video to your audience with a sole purpose, with a sole call to action of getting new followers. So create content that makes people want to share. of the top 10% of your videos that perform well, run those as ads to a target audience related to your client avatar. And we can do an entire other podcast on client avatar. And then give the call to action, follow my page. That's what you want to do with your initial batch of content. And that's the first step into the brand recognition game. The next step is to create content specifically related to your practice area. So if you're a personal injury lawyer, you create videos on what to do if you're in a car accident. If you're an immigration lawyer, I don't know, whatever immigration lawyers talk about, but you get the point. And those videos, you do the same thing. You do the same exact thing. You practice and you create 50 to 100 videos related to your practice area, and you choose the top 10% of most powerful videos, and you run those as ads, with the call to action being send a message or book a consultation. In fact, there's three calls to action that you can make for lead generation. It's send a message, like send a direct message, call us now, or just visit the profile or visit their website. So you can kind of track where people are going, whether they're going to your website or going to your profile or going to, you know, your office and calling. But I recommend that you go to directly to the direct messages, because people are more likely to see an ad, send you a message right away if they have a question. And there will be a drop-off, but that's where you get into the automations. That's where you want a direct messaging automation tool that says, hey, thank you for contacting our firm. Please select one of the options below. I need a free case evaluation. I want to talk to a lawyer, or I just want to have a settlement calculator. I want to know how much my case is worth. Whatever it is, they select one of those options and you pre-fill the automation sequence with the most likely answers that will get people to divulge their information about a prospective case. And again, we're going to have an entire training on this. I'm going to post it on my CEO Lawyer Academy and CEO Media pages, but this is the fundamentals. This is the basics of how to get your social media performing well. Step one, create a video that, or create 100 videos that are specifically designed to get followers and engagement. Step two, run the top 10% best performing videos as ads, specifically with a call to action to get more followers. Step three, create videos that are specifically in your practice area that are designed to get clients. These are educational videos, they're wins, they're client testimonials, whatever type of video related to your practice area, you should post it. Step four, run those videos as ads, the top 10% of those videos as ads, with the call to action being send me a message, free consultation, ask me a question, and they'll go directly to your inbox. Step five, have an automation feature that responds to those people. We use a software called MobileMonkey for that. And that software will automatically qualify them as a lead and then integrate directly into your CRM. So the moment you get all their information, and I'll share with you my chatbot sequence, just shoot me a DM on Instagram at CEO Lawyer, and you can see it work. It works in action. You can see exactly how it works. Just like, don't go through the sequence and say that you actually broke your bones and had a catastrophic injury or something, because my intake team is going to be calling you like crazy on that. But you can definitely test it. Just let us know, hey, I'm just testing. That way my intake team doesn't reach out. But I encourage you to check it out. And that's the five-step process. After you've grabbed that lead's information, then it's all into the business side of things, the fulfillment, which, guess what? You're already good at. Because this podcast is all about lawyers that have already been in the business. They already know how to satisfy their clients and get the best sort of results for them. So to figure out the social media thing, you just need to follow that five-step process. But it starts with the mindset. It starts with being willing to spend a little bit of money in your content. And that also includes spending money on videographers, full-time video editors, graphic designers, and just simple landing pages so you can split test and try new things. And let's be real, you need to be patient. You need to be honest with yourself. You're not going to knock it out of the park with your first video. It's very rare. You might get lucky and it might give you that first incentive to just go all in. But what I encourage you to think about is this. Think about how many years it took you to become a successful lawyer and get really, really good at what you do in your practice. It's the exact same thing with social media. The only difference is you get live automatic feedback. You get a focus group for free. You get, just like in litigation where you'll spend thousands of dollars to get focus groups done before you try a case, The focus group is TikTok. The focus group is Instagram. The focus group is your Facebook followers and friends. Those people will tell you if it's good content before you have to spend any money. But remember, that effort, that 10,000 hour rule of you having to spend 10,000 hours on a particular area before you can consider yourself an expert, it definitely holds true. And there are no successful social media lawyers, influencers, professionals that have not invested thousands and thousands of hours into their content. So spend some money, take it seriously, be confident, be patient in your work, and then remember, if you have the fulfillment side of business, you will crush anyone the moment you figure out the social media side. I can attest to that. So I hope this podcast has been helpful for you. That's the 5-step process on how you can maximize your social media if you're already a practicing lawyer. The mistakes that people are making is just they're not spending enough money, they don't have the right mindset, and they're not patient enough with their content. But the most important thing is, it's never too late. If you start today, it's better than tomorrow. Just like planting a tree. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. And the same applies to social media. Start creating some content. Use your phone. Create some posts. Just get that information out there. I promise you, if you invest in social media, it's going to pay multiple dividends for your practice, for your law firm, and for the generational wealth of your family. I'm attorney Ali Awad, the CEO Lawyer with the CEO Lawyer podcast. Till next time, I'll see you later.